Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy in order to remember, to integrate, to embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. This episode is the sound activation for the deeper dive into the energies of this Heshvan Scorpio new lunar cycle. We're diving into the energies of the Nun and the Dalet. So this can be a deep initiation into the cosmic waters of the womb, of the cosmic womb, in order to rebirth ourselves, in order to heal, in order to activate deeper wisdom. If you are new to sound activations, this is an energetic healing. It is an energy transmission. So I strongly encourage you to create a sacred space around you. Light a candle, burn some incense, set a clear intention for what you wish to accomplish and achieve and receive through this activation. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. We want you to be safe, of course. And one more thing, if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch to my website, switch to another platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We are holding a sacred intention, a sacred space for us to heal, to activate, to access this higher wisdom. And we're not bringing in squirrely information that we absolutely have zero need for. So we're not doing that. So please know your platform and know that they do not cut in with advertisements. You can be seated or lying down. I strongly encourage you to be laying down if you happen to fall asleep, if you happen to feel a twitch, if you automatically think of something and start crying. All of it is a good thing. We want to bring up what needs to be healed, what needs to be integrated in order for us to truly liberate karmas, liberate traumas, liberate whatever it is that has been holding us back. So everything, this is your space. Everything is welcome. Do not be afraid of facing yourself or facing those parts of yourself that need the most attention and the most nourishment and the most of your love. Of your love is what will integrate those denser frequencies. So allow yourself this time in this space. Let's see if I forgot anything. I do not think so. Oh, you can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, or you can have both of your palms at your sides to receive the energy, palms up. All you need to do is be open, receive, long, deep breathing, eyes closed. If you would like to have an eye mask over your eyes, please feel free to do so. And do not feel that you missed anything out if you do fall asleep. Okay, all of that is a good thing. That means spirit, your guides, the divine feminine presence, Shekhinah, needed to knock you out in order for you to really be open to receiving this integration. So all of it is good. Long, deep breathing. Remember, we are going home into the cosmic womb, which is the place of oneness, Echad, the place where we all emerged from, where all of creation began. This is where we are delving back into. So long, deep breathing. Eyes closed. Allow every inhale to nourish those parts of your body, those parts of your heart, those parts of you, your mind, your spirit, that perhaps we didn't attend to recently. Just let the breath guide you deep into yourself. As we begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach just the wisdom of the air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you bless us with healing. Purify our minds. Liberate us of any negative thoughts. Allow ourselves to know how powerful our words are, as I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of healing. Allow us to access deeper intuition. Awaken within us the purification and the activation of the heart and the womb space. Bless us with creation. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nuchra. I call on the Nuchra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery presence, asking that you illuminate our path forward today and every day. Allow us to see with the eyes of the soul the truth that has been hidden from us. To align with our hearts, with the desire of the soul, as I call on El Shaddai to awaken and activate the Chuba, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with the soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. Purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. I call in all of our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love. I call upon Yeshua Mashiach and Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiach, Miriam Magdala. I call on these two ascended masters, light beings, asking that they bring us into union as they hold the divine union template. I call upon Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Yohanan, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors. And during this Heshvan cycle, I call in the Aramaic creation frequencies, the Nun and the Dalit. call in our star brothers and sisters, light beings of the highest frequencies, to guide us into alignment, into union, into integration, into healing and awakening. Calling in the divine energies, Alaha, Divine Mother, Father, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to begin pouring in, streaming her golden light into the Heter, into the crown. Allowing this golden light to clear any distortions, anywhere that we don't feel safe and held by the divine, anywhere that we feel separation. Let's strengthen our connection to Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, to the infinite universal consciousness within all. Breathing the golden light from the Heter to the Chokhmah, the Sefirot, to the right of the right ear, and the Bina, the Sefirot, to the left of the left ear, activating the Ajna, the third eye. Breathing the golden light into this top triangle, clearing the veil over your vision. Any distortions, any karmas, traumas, any patterns of not wanting to see. Any lifetimes where there was persecution, where there was hurt, where there was loss for your connection to your intuition. Breathe the golden light into these spaces as we strengthen our connection to our inner knowing, to the wisdom of lifetimes, to our intuitive abilities, allowing them to open, guiding us into deeper wisdom, deeper embodiment, strengthening our trust. Breathing the golden light from the Bina into the Sefirot to the right of the right shoulder, the Hesed and the Gevura to the left of the left shoulder. Activating the throat. Clearing away any vows of silence, any religious orders, any gag orders, anywhere that we have silenced and muted ourselves or been silenced, lifetimes of persecution for speaking and embodying our truth. Allowing these to be cleared from our field. As we strengthen our connection to our voice, to our truth, to our expression, the authentic expression of the light of your soul. begin streaming into the Tiferet, into the heart, as we allow the heart to open and to expand, clearing away grief and loss and pain, resentment. Anywhere that we have built walls around the heart, allow the golden light to begin alchemizing these dense energies around the heart. Allow your heart to be open to receive the unconditional love of the divine. Know that your heart is safe. Your heart is fully supported. It is safe to receive. It is safe to be love, to embody love, to radiate love. It is safe to allow the walls around your heart to come down and be replaced with the light of the divine. From the Tiferet, as your heart expands, feel the golden light of Shekhinah begin to stream in to the Netzach on your right side and the Hod on the left of your torso. Activate the solar plexus, and from the solar plexus, we're going to strengthen our connection to our power, to our sovereignty, and we're going to strengthen our confidence, our courage, our strength, letting go of any cords, any stuck energy, any hooks, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously. Allow the golden light to dissolve these, activating the higher I am, the I am that is in alignment with the soul, the I am that is the soul. Strengthening our confidence. Feeling the golden light expand these sephirot awakening them, and from the hood, breathing the golden light into the waters of your womb, into the Yesod. From the waters of the Yesod, envision the golden light streaming into the Malchut, into the root, clearing the root chakra, clearing the Malchut of any dense energy associated with fear, with lack. Begin to envision a golden umbilical cord of light beginning to take shape, emerging from the waters of your creation, from the Yesod, from the womb, and extending down through your physical body, through the Malchut, connecting you to the earth star chakra beneath your feet, beneath your body, connecting you to the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Gaia. Traveling through the earth's crust, through the aquifers and the ley lines and the vortices within the earth, through the ancient layers of earth, until your golden umbilical cord of light reaches the crystalline womb of Gaia. Feel the pulsing of Mother Earth's womb. Feel your connection, the safety, the protection, the abundance, the safety, the beauty of your connection to Mother Gaia. And whatever needs to be shed, whatever needs to be liberated, any dense energy you've been holding on to, any old wounds and troubles, allow this energy to travel through the golden umbilical cord of light into the womb of Gaia. Allow her to alchemize dense energy, hucha, into sami, into light. And as we shed the layers of ego, the false identities, the parts of ourselves that no longer serve our expansion and our soul's evolution and embodiment, feel the safety around you, within you, beneath you, above you. Feel the love, the nourishment. Mother Gaia begins to share her light, sharing her diamond white light with you, allowing it to rise up through your umbilical cord of light. Through the layers of earth, activating the Sephirot from the Malchut, the Yesod, the Chod, the Netzach, the Tiferet, the Hesed Gevura, the Bina and the Chochmah, and the Keheter. And rising up to unite with the Divine, feeling your sacred vessel as a beautiful bridge between the unseen, the celestial, heavenly realms, and the physical, earthly realm. Feel your oneness. Allowing the golden light and the diamond white light of Gaia to merge, forming a violet flame in the Ajna chakra, a turquoise flame in the heart, and the magenta flame in the Yesod. Space, envision yourself within the turquoise flame in the heart. Feel it expand, give it a texture, a warmth, a depth. Allow it to encompass the heart and the high heart. As we open to receive unconditional love, calling in the Hathors, our guides, into the beautiful flame in the heart. And through the portal of the heart, we will journey into the cosmic womb, the Avum, the infinite consciousness, the Ein Sof, into the waters of creation, envisioning a portal of diamond light, shining bright in front of you, sparkling like the most brilliant diamond. And as it opens, merging as we step through into the cosmic womb, into the infinite void, the space of infinite expansion, infinite creation, the place from which all emerges and to which all returns, the cosmic waters of the divine, where expansion and contraction exist simultaneously, where it is nothing and all. Feel yourself expand, dissolving into the infinite oneness, opening to receive Et Fata, Et Fata, Et Fata. And as we are feeling our infinite oneness, our connection with all that is, has been, and will be, swimming, merging with the waters of the cosmic womb. And in this infinite expanse of creation, feel yourself beginning to take shape, to take form. And as you feel yourself coming back into form, you once again see a dazzling white, brilliant, radiant diamond light in front of you. And this portal will bring you back into the turquoise flame in your heart. Knowing that you always carry this infinite oneness with you, allow yourself to take the journey through the twinkling, brilliant diamond light, emerging from the waters of the cosmic womb into the turquoise flame in your heart. And as you feel yourself within the turquoise flame in your heart, feel yourself begin to expand, to fill every cell, every organ, every muscle and bone in your body, every cell pulsating with the infinite light that you are. Feel yourself in every cell, in the wholeness of your being, in your oneness with the divine. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, just remain in your position, breathing deeply. To the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, the south, the waters, the Maya, and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation, Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nuhra, Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to all of our guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Saratamar, Christ the Child, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Yeshua, Kala, Mariam, Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach, the Nun and the Dalit, ourselves, the sacred space. Feel the infinite oneness of the cosmos pulsing, breathing in every breath, in every cell, in every part of your being. In gratitude to the Hathors, Wiggle your fingers and your toes, calling all parts of yourself into the here and now, into this present moment. Thank you for joining me for this sound activation. Don't forget to tune in to the companion episode where we dive deeply into the Nun and the Dalit, the frequencies, the Aramaic creation frequencies for this portal, this lunar cycle of Heshvan. If you enjoyed this, of course, like, share, subscribe, follow, 5-star review on Spotify or Apple, wherever you receive your podcasts is greatly appreciated. And feel free to follow me on social media at Audia Lara and Embodying the Shekhinah on Instagram at Audia Lara on YouTube for longer format videos. All of that is linked below. If you would like to take part in the self-paced course where we dive into the frequencies of creation that pertain to the 7 days of creation, allowing us to manifest our soul's desire with greater ease, the link to join that self-paced course is below. And of course, right now there is an introductory early bird special. And you can also join the 1111 portal sound activation. And if you do sign up for the course, don't sign up for the 1111 portal, as the 1111 portal is the initiation for the Wheel of Fire course. So if you would like to do the course, don't sign up for the 1111 portal. And if the course is not right for you at this time, feel free to join me in sacred ceremony for manifestation for the Pleiadian portal energies on the 1111. Make sure you ground, drink plenty of water, eat nourishing foods, sun gaze in the early morning or in the late afternoon. At dusk, sunset is a beautiful time, as well as sunrise. Allow yourself to receive the solar codes. Have a blessed lunar cycle of Heshvan. This next month will be quite intense, so really keep up on your practices. Come back to the sound activation as many times as you feel like and cultivate a practice that nourishes your soul. We need it at this time. Have a blessed, blessed day of the goddess, a blessed Shabbat, a blessed day whenever you are listening to this. Ahava.